The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Tesla stock is flying high while its profits aren't. Do investors care?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Electric car maker Tesla's stock has been on a roll this year, having gained 40%. In terms of market cap, Tesla is now more valuable than Ford and slightly behind General Motors. The reason for much of the excitement surrounding Tesla is the company's all-electric Model 3 sedan, which is scheduled to begin production this summer. Tesla says it'll start at around $35,000. But for all the buzz surrounding Tesla, one question remains. Where are the profits? Joining us is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street special writer Charlie Grant. Charlie, I looked at what Tesla's stock was trading at. It's just over $300 a share. I sense a price-to-earnings multiple that is way out of whack.
On a traditional basis, that's absolutely right. Tesla trades at about 270 times what analysts expect the company to make in profits next year, 2018. And Ford and GM traded at about 6 or 7 times that estimate.
Isn't a high valuation based on the expectation that Tesla will sell thousands and thousands of cars, especially with the Model 3 due before long?
Absolutely, yeah. Tesla, you know, and companies that grow faster do deserve a higher multiple in general in the stock market. And Tesla certainly fits that description. The question for investors is whether this multiple has gotten a little ahead of itself.
Well, what about profits? Has Tesla ever made a profit in a quarter or in a fiscal year?
They have made small profits in a quarter, but never in a full year, and actually rack up rather sizable losses.
So we're talking about Tesla making 278 times earnings. That's what its stock is at. And Ford and General Motors are barely in double digits, if they are.
Or in the mid-single digits.
Mid-single digits.
Very stark difference. So basically what that is investors are telling the market is that Tesla is going to become, you know, the next auto behemoth, and it might come at traditional automakers' expense.
When is Tesla's earnings report due out?
The first week of May, so we'll hear a little more about the launch plans for the car. They're supposed to be entering production in July this summer.
So given your story about multiples and the high expectations, that's going to be some earnings report. The anticipation must be really high.
Oh, absolutely. Tesla earnings are always an event, but this one seems like it should be especially so.
Charlie, doesn't Tesla need other factors to work in its favor, such as higher sales of solar panels and lower battery costs? It's not just about cars, is it?
Yeah, that's a good point. They also have the residential solar business, solar roofs, that sort of thing. They're developing a shingle product that should be coming out soon as well. And then they have the Tesla Home Energy unit, where battery storage. But none of these businesses make a big profit margin, and Tesla is priced to do things that no one's ever done before.
I'm speaking with Charlie Grant of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Charlie, does this really matter to investors right now, the fact it's trading at a very high P.E. ratio? Does this really matter to investors at this point?
Not a lick at this moment. right now, the expectations and the hope that Tesla is selling is good enough for most investors. But people should keep in mind that attitudes can change dramatically, and businesses with solid profit underpinning, which Tesla does not have, are much less susceptible to the whims of investor fads.
Well, how have its cars done as far as both quality, the reviews, and sales? It seems like it has to sell a lot more cars.
So quality, the cars do great. I mean, Tesla has a fanatical customer base. They love their cars. They'll pay just about anything. They're willing to work out the kinks with the company as it grows. Sales, on the other hand, have not done as well. Tesla continues to lose money despite selling ultra high end cars, about $100,000 on average. So it's not clear how they're going to start to generate profits when they sell a much cheaper car, which carry, of course, lower profit margins on their own.
Could this be a turning point for Tesla? Selling a car at, say, $35,000, would I, a relative Joe Sixpack, be tempted to go for something like Tesla at a price like that? Maybe a huge amount of sales could turn the tide for them.
It's possible, and I do think the car is going to get have strong demand, at least at the beginning. There's no question about that. But Tesla needs to justify that valuation and to grow into something, you know, even comparable to what more mature businesses trade for. They're going to have to quintuple auto production and dramatically improve their margins. They've got their work cut out for them.
Are they able to do that? It doesn't seem to me they're able to do that at this point, since they're not really making much in the way of profits.
Yeah, I think investors are pricing in some significant growing up and pricing it in to happen really soon. So we'll see this summer.
What is their best-selling model at this point?
It's the Model S sedan. That came out in 2013 and has been, you know, a very popular car for years. They also sell the Model X SUV, which is also popular, growing, but very high price.
Right. What is the Model S selling for, do you know?
They come in various configurations, which change the price fairly dramatically, but anywhere from $70,000 to north of $100,000. So,
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street special writer Charlie Grant, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Have a device with Amazon Alexa? Ask her to enable the Wall Street Journal skill and get on-demand access to all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.